Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what he had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, happy Christmas, CSK. I know what you're thinking. I'm a little bit underdressed. I'm not festive enough. So I'm wondering, I don't quite feel Christmassy enough. Is there anybody who could help me out? Is anybody who could help me out? Oh, I see you've got a little bag over there. Thank you. It's all right. I haven't come for the unicorn. Oh, that's much better. I feel more festive already. Anybody else got a little pet? Oh, look, it's even got my name on it, Hannah. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. Oh, just what I need. Festive slippers to go with my festive socks. Just in case you can't see them. Oh, I still don't quite feel quite Christmassy enough, though. Do I spot a little bag down there? Oh, Jean, thanks. It's almost like you knew. Oh, a star. And it's got my name on it. I do see my name quite a lot at this time of year. There's no chance of going to sleep in any sermon because the joy is mentioned a lot. I feel still a little bit underdressed. Heather's thinking, no, she's not Christmassy enough yet. Has anybody else got a little bag for me? Oh, Amy. Thanks. Oh, now we're talking. Oh, you see, that clearly was the thing that made us feel more festive. My slippers are falling off, so I'm just going to leave them on the step there. Oh, I feel maybe it should go round the middle. There we go. Festive enough? Yeah? Oh, I think maybe one more thing. Oh, Anna, do I see a little bag there? Thank you very much. Oh, I feel that this might be the thing that just gets me absolutely ready. My parents are here, they're hoping that I won't electrocute myself. There we go. How do I look? Yeah? I am ready. In fact, I am now feeling remarkably Christmassy, if not a little bit overdressed and slightly uncomfortable. But surely I must be ready now. Or perhaps I've been focusing all my preparations on the wrong things. Earlier, we read the message that shepherds heard from the angels, announcing the news of Christ's birth. Were they ready for this amazing news? I don't think they were, seeing as we read they were terrified. I've often wondered what it must have been like to be watching over your flocks by night. It's cold, it's dark, it's probably noisy, perhaps a bit smelly and soggy. And then suddenly there's an angel telling you of Christ's birth. And just in case you weren't sure, more angels appear to proclaim this good news. This good news of Emmanuel, God with us. Perhaps our ears are so full of Christmas jingles and sound bites that we found it hard to hear the angel's message proclaimed. I am greatly encouraged that the shepherds didn't hang around or dither in their response. We read that they hurried to Bethlehem to see this baby born in a stable. Emmanuel, God with us. Perhaps as we have hurried along to Christmas Day, completing lists and ticking things off, and I've had a lot of lists, we have failed to stop at the stable and see the Christ child. We can only imagine what the shepherds' conversations were like along the way. Or maybe they hurried so much that they had no breath for chatting. Did they race each other? Did they fall over in their haste? What we do know is that their aim was to worship Jesus. And more than that, it was to tell others about what they had seen and heard of this baby, Emmanuel, God with us. Perhaps in our haste, we haven't taken time to worship Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And what of Mary? We read that beautiful verse. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Do we ponder all these things in our hearts? Perhaps we look very Christmassy on the outside, but inwardly we long to know God's peace and joy and hope and love. We long to rest in him. Perhaps we need to be reminded that Jesus, the baby and the man, showed us how to. So, when all the Christmas food is long gone, and Christmas jumpers have been packed away for another year, this is the message I want to remember. Can you read it? What does it say? No. This is the message I want to remember. This is the message that I want to treasure and ponder in my heart. God's love, the message for you and the message for me. The message of God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Like the shepherds, we want to respond. We can't keep this good news to ourselves. God calls us by name to live out his calling, whatever that may be it through the still waters or through the storms. But we can be assured that God will be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Our hope today, tomorrow, and in 2020. Amen. So we are going to sing again. And I've chosen this because it's my favourite carol when I was a child. And it's still in my top three. And it wasn't about the music. It was always about the final verse, and in particular, the final line. In the bleak midwinter is the song, and it's, yet what I can I give him, give my heart. God gave us his son, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. So what will our response be?